Fourth grade teacher Jennifer Simpson says when kids start thinking about science fair projects, she encourages them to pick a topic they're already interested in.
That's really the most successful projects are on a topic that a kid likes. You can tell who the basketball players are. They've done something on basketball.
Pet lovers.
I mean, you name it. I had a kid who's into fishing. He did an awesome project having to do with fishing lures.
The fair is open to all Houtling students and had about 65 entries this year. Fifth grade teacher Sharon Carson says kids really enjoy learning science in an exploratory way.
Science fair is a venue for kids to explore the different aspects of the scientific process, coming up with a question and a hypothesis, figuring out how they're going to test their question, so steps and procedures, and then just being able to present it in a forum like this.
The kids are interviewed by their teachers to determine how much the students actually understand about their topics. Then the projects are judged by community members based on scientific thought, process, and presentation. Even the judging is scientific. Librarians took time to eliminate potential bias, covering names and faces on poster boards with yellow sticky notes.
Because when people come in and see how you've done, they're going to judge it not by who you are, they're going to judge it by what they see, okay?
Bob Derlin from the local chapter of Society of American Foresters has been a judge at the fair since the 80s and says each year brings new excitement.
It's interesting. Yeah, these projects are fun. Yeah, it's good that the schools are pushing this and continuing getting involved in science projects, making creative thinking work within these kids. It's something they'll need when they get out of school.
Top scorers receive blue ribbons, and the top 10 projects will receive donated prizes from the community at the end of the year assembly. Twins Annalise and Genevieve Hyatt were happy to find out they received a blue ribbon for their project titled Sniffy Snouts. The project was inspired by their two Labrador retrievers.
One chocolate and one black.
And they always like sniffing, so we wondered what they would interact to different smells.
Annalise hypothesized dogs would be most interested in dog urine, while Genevieve thought dogs would like fish juice most. Peanut butter, stinky socks, and dog food were also included. And the results?
We found out that they like dog food
the most because they showed interest in it 77 times.
The girls have been working together on projects since kindergarten and every year received blue ribbons. Chickens have been a popular topic for them over the years.
We did stuff on chickens, like we did dust bathing and we did what types of food they like the best.
The girls plan to continue pursuing their interest in science and animals, both hoping to be veterinarians later in life. In Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.